Psachim Yerushalmi, corresponding to Psachim Bavli, Daf Nuntes. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Aleph, Amad Aleph, 11 lines up from the foot of the page, Man Tana. Man Tana ben Bachol ben Bashabbos. Which Tana holds that the Talmud is brought at the same time, both on a weekday and on Shabbos? Rabbi Shmuel, the Tani Kisidroi Kach Bachol Kach Sidroi Bashabbos, Divi Rabbi Shmuel. The answer is it's Rabbi Shmuel, as the Baisa says, Rabbi Shmuel holds that its order when Erev Pesach occurs on Shabbos is the same as when it occurs during the week. Rabbi Kiva Aimer Kisidroi Be'erev Shabbos Kach Sidroi Bashabbos. Rabbi Kiva says that its order when Erev Pesach occurs on Shabbos is the same as when it occurs on Erev Shabbos, that the Talmud is slaughtered at 6.5 and bought at 7.5, followed by the Pesach offering. Ha Rabbi Shmuel Me'achasha Lepilpuloi. Rabbi Shmuel delays bringing the Pesach offering by an hour, even though there are no Nadoim and Adavis brought on Shabbos before the Talmud offering, in order to provide extra time for all halachic questions pertaining to the Korban to be answered. Rabbi Kiva Makdim Sha'achas Le'sukoi Kedesh Le'ikansu Le'mitzah Me'suchoim. Once the Pesach offering is slaughtered, there's a lot of preparation that must be done before it may be eaten. Therefore, Rabbi Kiva ruled that the Korban should be offered at an earlier hour in order that they not come to eat the Korban at night in a state of frenzy. Why was the Pesach not offered before the Talmud? The answer is to do so would negate the requirement of Ben Arbaim of the Pesach offering, which implies that it be brought at 9.5 hours. The Gemara asks, if you fulfill the requirement of Ben Arbaim of the Pesach offering, you negate the Ben Arbaim of the Talmud offering. The answer though is that although you are negating this requirement of the Talmud offering on this occasion, you'll fulfill it throughout the rest of the year. However, if you negate it for the Pesach offering, there's no way to fulfill it at any other time. The Gemara asks, why not bring the Pesach at Ben Arbaim and follow it with the Talmud offering? The Gemara answers in reference to the Pesach offering, the Pasuk says Ba'erev, which means in the evening, and Ben Arbaim, and this indicates that it should be brought later than the Talmud offering, where the Pasuk only says Ben Arbaim. Rabbi Yemiya boy, Ma Chamis Meimah Erev Meuchar Oy Nema Erev Mukdam. Rabbi Yirmiyah rejects this and says, why say that Erev implies later? Perhaps it implies earlier. Rather, the Pesach offering should be brought later, since the Pasuk uses the words Ben Arbaim Kivay HaShemesh, in the afternoon when the sun comes in. But the Pasuk refers to the Talmud only by saying Ben Arbaim. Masnisa Messiah Rabbi Yirmiyah Chom tiz bachis a pesach be'erev ba'erev ata zevech kavay hashemesh ata oichel moi tzitzcha be'erev yisrayim ata sayuch, I should say. There's a b'risa that supports Rabbi Yirmiyah that the word erev could refer to more than one time. One b'risa teaches that the pasuk says in Dvarim perek tezayin pasuk vav, there you shall sacrifice the pesach in the erev. In the erev you shall slaughter when the sun comes in, means at night you shall eat it. At the time of the Exodus of Egypt, in the morning, you shall burn it. And this shows that Erev means in the afternoon. A second Baisa teaches that the phrase in the Erev means at night you shall eat. When the sun comes in means as the sun is setting you shall sacrifice. And at the time of the Exodus of Egypt means you, from Egypt you shall roast. And this Baisa refers to Erev as the night time, and this proves the Yirmiyah. Gemara asks, why are they not brought at the same time? Rav Yosef answered, the Pasuk says the second sheep of the day. This implies that only one second sheep may be brought at any time, but not the Pesach, which is also a sheep. Tani Rabbi Nosson Omer B'chol Yom B'yom Tamid Nishrat B'shmeinu U'mechse V'kar B'tesh U'mechse. The Baisa from Rabbi Nosson says that every day the Talmud is slaughtered at 8.5 hours and is brought at 9.5 hours. Ma'a b'chol Erev Pesach u'Pesach. Every day refers to every Erev Pesach, even when it occurs on a weekday. Am Rav Yosef b'Rabun, Talmud Adin Tanai, kedei liten chetzi shor ben kas l'kas. Rav Yosef b'Rabun said the reasoning is in order to give half an hour between each of the groups who enter the temple courtyard to slaughter. The Talmud was brought at 7.5 hours, leaving 4.5 hours until the end of the day. They would then wait half an hour before the first group began slaughtering the Pesach offerings. This would take a half hour, and then This would take a full hour, and they would wait half an hour after that before the second group began. According to these instructions, the final group would complete their service at the end of the day. Tani dam tamid ve'vav koydim lepesach u'pesach lekatoyus u'kvaktoyus la'tavos neiros. The Bais says that the blood and limbs of the tamid precede the Pesach. The Pesach preceded the bringing of the katoyus, and the katoyus preceded lighting the menorah. If tonight Tani dam tamid ve'vav koydim lekatoyus u'kvaktoyus lepesach u'pesach la'tavos neiros, yidash yikvu niskei tamid imoy. The second Bais says that the blood and limbs of the tamid precede the Keteris, the Keteris precedes the Pesach offering, the Pesach offering precedes lighting the menorah so that the libations of the Tamid may be brought with it. In Mugdam the Tamid shall Shachar v'le Me'uchar, the Tamid shall Ben Arbaim, Ela HaPesach v'Keteris v'Aved Psochim. Nothing precedes the morning Tamid and nothing follows the afternoon Tamid except the Pesach and the Keteris on Erev Pesach. Menam shall Yehei Dov HaKoydim the Tamid shall Shachar, Tam V'Lema Aleha Oila. The Gemara asks, what's the source of the law that nothing should precede the morning Tamid? The Pasuk says, Vayikra Pekvah, Pasuk Hei, and he shall arrange upon it the altar, the Ola, means upon the altar, the Ola offering. Any other sacrifice will not be put directly on the altar, as it will be resting on top of any sacrifice that preceded it. And Menan Shalai Yehei Dava Ma'akev L'Tamid Shabena Abayim, Tamid Leima Alea Shlamim. And the Gemara asks, what's the source of the law that nothing should follow the afternoon Tamid? The Pasuk says, upon it, means upon the morning Tamid, the Shlom is sacrificed, but not upon the afternoon Tamid. Mishim melokish omar v'aruch alea oila, ein k'sif kan ela v'aruch alea ha'oila. Shalai tei ha'oila koydemes l'tamid shal shachar. Mishim ben lokish asks, how does one see from the Pasuk that oila refers to the Tamid? The Pasuk didn't say, and he shall arrange upon it an oila, but rather it said, and he shall arrange upon it the oila. Nothing should precede the morning Tamid offering. Tani Rishma Bnei Shor Rabbi Yochanan Roika Aimer Mechusvei Kapara Mevi'in Kaparosam Acha HaTomid Shor Ben Arbayim Kedei Shidlo Yoichlu Pischeyem La'erev. The Bais says from Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yochanan Roika, that people lacking atonement bring their atonement sacrifices after the afternoon Tomid so that they can immerse and eat their Pesach offering in the evening. Amar Rabbi Yudan had the Tatema the Metzora Ashir Av Metzora Oni Loi Oif Hu Mevi. Rabbi Yudan says that this is the case of a rich Metzorah, but for a poor Metzorah, does he not bring a bird? And Rabbi Shim bar Avduma, Eina mevi Asham, Rabbi Shim bar Avduma says he does not bring a guilt offering.